Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, and we're going to continue on here with the Max Chance Show, part two, or the second hour anyway. So we're going to go on to other tracks. we're going to start off with the Beatles I have a couple other tracks that are not exactly their most popular ones, but that I thought were pretty fun. The first one is Why Don't We Do It in the Road? And then there's not any more Beatles, but Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy by Bette Midler, The Only Place by The Best Coast, and Might As Well Smile by Beth Hart. So here goes all that. Why don't we do it in the road? Well, I can tell you why we don't do it in the road, because I forgot to turn the volume up of the track. It always helps, I find. So let's try that again.
Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. every night. That wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and step their feet, 'cause they know how it goes when someone gets to me. Whoa, whoa, we mix it up when he plays early. The boogie, boogie, bugle boy.
I sure hope he ain't right. with a smile on my face, without a warning, my fear was erased. So I put on a new pair of good walking shoes. I woke up this morning laughing the blues.
Yeah, that was Beth Hart with Might As Well Smile. Yeah. And before that, and I'm sorry, I was toward the end of the song. I didn't realize she used language we're not supposed to use on the station. Apologies. The only place by the Best Coast was before that, and Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy by Bette Midler preceded that. And we started off with Why Don't We Do It in the Road by the Beatles. Yeah, that's one of my Beatles choices. You'll see the others as we go. I have a few. Two more, actually. Next is Satisfaction by, not by the Rolling Stones, but by Benny Benassi, presents the Biz. And then we have Granddad by the Bermuda Mavericks comedy show, and You Need Feet by Bellowhead. Wow, that can't be right. No, You Need Feet by Bernard Breslau. Whew, I didn't think that was correct. Anyway, Satisfaction, not what you might expect.
Push me, and then just hurt me, till I can get till I can get my satisfaction.
Pretty excited tonight. My 93-year-old grandfather just got a new job. He is a bag boy at Publix. He just stands there in that little checkout counter all day long going, paper, plastic! Do you want paper, plastic? Ah, hell. It's a hard job, too, I stand right here all day. About a month ago, I was sitting on a park bench just crying my eyes out, and this fella came up and said, why are you crying, old man? I said, I got a 28-year-old woman at home that wants to make love to me all day long. He said, what's wrong with that? I can't remember where I live. There's a woman down at the home that wants to marry me, but she has conditions. She says, I like good sex twice a day, 5 days a week. I said, I'll take Tuesday. My new girlfriend, Ethel, 88 years old, blue hair, everywhere. She's a true blue. And I'm an old gray, so we make love. It's like the Civil War. She loves sex, though. She always says, I want safe sex. I want safe sex. And I say, paper or plastic. Still likes to go to strip clubs. How many men like to go to strip clubs? Look at all these guys. I have never heard of a strip club. What is it about, honey? Do they strip the paint off cars? What is it? Is it a club? You like to go, sir? Now, is that your wife? Do you mind if he goes? Look at him going, please, honey, don't mess me up here. These are my friends. Would you mind if he went? Let me ask you this. Do you ever give him a little strip show at home? If we chip in a couple of bucks, would you do it for us tonight here with us? I can just picture the scene right now. Maybe she's at home reading a book. He's out drunk. Ends up at a strip club. Comes in about 3. Honey, I'm home. And I'm going to love you like you've never been loved before. Of course, about 5 minutes later. But a man being a man, he'll still walk in the kitchen next morning. I was hell last night, wasn't I, baby? About the best minute and a half you ever had. Seemed like 3 to me. I took my grandfather a couple of weeks ago. We're sitting at the table. This dancer comes up to the table, bad teeth and body odor. Trying to sell us one of those table dances. My grandfather goes, I don't think I can hold my breath that long.
Standing in a crowded bus the other day when a pretty girl stood on my toe, and as I gazed into her eyes of blue, this thought kept running through my brain. You need feet to stand up straight with. You need feet to kick your friend. Socks on and stop your legs from fraying at the end. You need feet to walk to scumful or to dance the hoochie-coo. Yes, the away from you. Yes, folks, Have you ever stopped to think what wonderful things feet are? Have you? Think of all the things you can do with just one pair of feet. If you hear a lilting melody, you can tap them. If you lose your temper, you can stamp them. And when you get home after a hard day's work, you can soak them. Yes, folks, feet are not to be sniffed at. So whether you're rich or whether you're poor, put your best foot forward, keep your feet on the ground, look the whole world in the feet and say, you need feet to walk, to scumfall, or to dance the hoochie-coo. Yes, the whole world needs feet for something, and I need feet to run away from you.
Okay, that was You Need Feet by Bernard Breslau. Before that, we heard Granddad by the Bermuda Mavericks comedy show. That was a little risque. we started off with Satisfaction by Benny Benassi Presents the Biz. On we go with London Town by Bellowhead. And Oh Little Thing by the Bellhog Orchestra. And I think we got one more. Yeah. Concerto Grosso by Movement Number 3 by the Beethoven Orchestra Bonn and Dennis Russell. So away we go, London Town.
London City, I made my way. Up Cheapside, I chose to stray. Where a fair pretty maid I there did meet and I greeted her with kisses. Sweet, I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London Town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London Town. Some house of sin, and boldly then she entered in. Loudly for supper she did call, thinking that I would pay for it all. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London Town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London Town. Waiter brought white wine and red. Waiter brought white wine and red, and the chambermaid prepared a bed. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London Town. Between the hours of 1 and 2, she asked me if to bed I'd go immediately. I did consent, and along with this pretty maid, then I went. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London Town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London Town. Her lips were red, I kissed her as she lay in bed. As soon as she was fast asleep under the bed, I did creep. I was up to the ribs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London Town. I was up to the ribs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London Town. I was up to the ribs, down to the jigs, up to the I said
a silver snuffbox and 10 pounds of gold and watch and a diamond ring. Well, I took the lot and then I locked her in. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. Up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town.
Up to the rigs, down to the jigs.
Thank you.
That was Concerto Grosso, number movement 3, by the Beethoven Orchestra and Bonn by Dennis Russell. It's a Philip Glass composition, by the Concerto Project Volume 3. I remember when I was a student at NYU, I worked at the student union, and I just was walking around the building, checking things out, and I walked into the auditorium, and there was this single guy at this electric piano or organ or whatever it was, and he just filled the whole room with sound. It was really amazing, and it was Philip Glass. So that was my introduction to him. Music is mesmerizing, fascinating. I like it. And before that, we had O Little Thing by the Belhag Orchestra. Was a Sheffield group. I don't know if they exist anymore. And London Town by Bellowhead. They do exist, and I think they're on tour, as I recall. Next up is The Allure by Beats Antique. Hooray, Hooray, I'm Going Away by Beatrice and Kay. The Wild Honey Pie by the Beatles. And let's go to Nithwani by BCUC. Starting now.
Thank you. going away with the man in the little white coat. I'm all dressed up like a Christmas packet, cozy and warm in a cute straight jacket. Hooray, hooray, I'm going away, and I'll bet you're wondering where. Well, I just heard from Napoleon B. He wants to have a little talk with me. Hooray, hooray, I'm going away with the man in the little white coat. Hooray, hooray, I'm going away with the man in the little white coat. I'm all dressed up in a brand new bonnet, ribbon of red and a birdcage on it. I'm only a bird in a gilded cage. It's the place that I call home. The window's large with the nicest view. The bars are pink and all the locks are blue. Hooray, hooray, I'm going away with the man in the little white coat.
Thank you. baleni walo lezofa zo nebanzi.
No less. Oh, we got more. No, we don't. It's repeating. Sorry. That, don't know why that happened. That was Ntutwane by BCUC. Before that, we heard the Beatles with Wild Honey Pie. And preceding that was Hooray, Hooray, I'm Going Away by Beatrice and Kay. And we started off with The Allure with Beats Antique. And I have a special track I'm going to play for you to end the show. It's the Beatles with Revolution 9. It's different, and I kind of like it. I hope you will too.
A bottle of claret for you, if I'd realized. I've forgotten all time. About it, George. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me?
Yes. Number nine.
Thank you.
to know. You, of course.
Number nine.
This has been number 9, or Revolution 9, it says here, by the Beatles. And, well, you get a kind of a sense of where it's going. I can't play it all, sorry. This is Dale Lefebvre for the Max Chance Show, and I'll see you next week.